Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty. And yes, I'm Rusty in the brain today, too, because we're getting ready for another Snowmageddon. Can you believe that, y'all? Snow, no more. Go away. Burr. Cold. Heat it. Can't wait to move home to my beautiful state of Florida that I love and miss so much. It will happen one day soon, I hope. Now, if you guys all are ready for this intriguing information, there's something really exciting about to happen, and that is I have a book launch coming up. Yeah, folks, come on, party with me. Come and see my books, you see. Come on down. We are going to be sending out invitations here shortly to our book launch, and I am super duper absolutely crazy excited about meeting everybody. I heard there's going to be several hundred people at this auspicious event, and so come on down. Make sure you are on that invite list. Email me, PM me on Facebook, facebook.com/celiacroad, so that we can make this party a happening. I did not only is one of my dearest and bestest of friends from Florida up. I'm picking him up right now. And I'm so excited to see him. I haven't seen him in a little while. But I have Stan Popovich on the line. How groovy is that? He actually is going to teach us, help us, show us how to kind of de-stress, because you know what? We're really, really super good about being stressful. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, Stan, welcome to Living and Thriving. I'm so glad to finally connect with you, and tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Stan. I am a Penn State graduate. I wrote a book on how to deal with fear and anxiety. I dealt with fear and anxiety for over 20 years. And based on my experiences and also working with different, doing interviews with different professionals, I wrote a book called A Layman's Guide to Managing Fear. It's located on my website, managingfear.com. And it's a 60-page book which goes over different ways on how to deal with your fears, anxieties, and depression.
So talk to us a little bit about what your inspiration was for writing this book. I mean, that's a very very difficult topic for anybody, I think, but to write a whole book about it and talk about it, there must have been inspiration somewhere.
Yes, because when I went to Penn State in 1990, I struggled with a lot of fear and anxiety, like I was afraid I was going to fail. I struggled with my classes and just with my personal life, because I'm just one of those people who has problems dealing with their anxiety. So I kept some notes in doc notes that I made with my people I talked to on how to deal with fear. And over 10 years, those notes accumulated. And in around 2002, I figured out to get those notes published into my little book so because it could help other people who deal with the same thing that I do. So basically, I just got my notes published from all the research I did, and I found a publisher, and then I got my book published in 2003.
Now, I grew up in a very abusive household and married into an abusive household. And so my whole life, there was a lot of fear and anxiety and post-traumatic stress. What were your triggers? What was the cause for your fear? Based thinking. I mean, it had to be something pretty dramatic, I would think.
Well, basically, more like an anxiety disorder. That's what they labeled it. So, and I guess the lack of serotonin in the brain, they say. But people who like deal with panic attacks and anxiety disorder, stuff like that, that's what I had. You know, that's what I still have. And that's what motivated me to find those answers, because I want to live a normal life and have a job and enjoy my personal life. But I had trouble dealing with those issues, so I made an effort to talk to counselors, and I made an effort to keep track of everything I did so that I would be able to get through the day. And I did that for a long time, and then I realized that information could help a lot of other people, so then I just wrote a little book based on my experiences.
Very cool. So do you think that the anxiety disorder was something you were born with?
Yes.
How was it coping through school? What was it like to be a student with severe anxiety? I know it was really hard for me, but
Well, it wasn't severe. It was just a pain in the neck. It was enough to disrupt me, but not to ruin my life. But it was hard. I mean, some days were better than others. It was really tough, especially doing finals and stuff like that, or when everything, when new things happened. I mean, it was a struggle day by day. But the key is I learned from on how to deal with it. Every experience that I dealt with, I would write down how I got over it. So the next time when I had that same experience, I would be able to be better able to do it. And so that was really helpful. Plus, I talked to different professionals who gave me different advice, too, and I used that. And that helped a lot, too. So seeking professional help. And just to keep a diary of what worked and what didn't work, because I figured if I was going to keep dealing with these issues, I'm going to have to learn how to deal with them the right way. And so that motivated me to keep up to date on everything I did so that when I had the same problems again, I would be able to know what to do.
Give us a couple of, give us like top three strategies for dealing with your fear-based thinking, trying to get out of that place. What would you suggest our listeners try?
Well, the number one thing is get professional help if you have any anxiety, a lot of anxiety problems. That's the number one thing because you can't do it by yourself. I know a lot of people are reluctant to get help, but dealing with anxieties can be complicated, and it's always number one to get professional help, like talk to a counselor. Number two, try to learn how to deal with these situations. That's with through your counselor. Just try to find out how to deal with certain situations. Like, for instance, use the help of God. Use prayer. Before a panic attack happens, take a deep breath and take maybe like a five-second break or five-minute break to kind of relax and get your mind calm. Self-visualization, you know, like when an upcoming event like bothers you, try using your mind to find a way on how I would deal with it when it came up. And that's where my book comes in. It has a lot of all those techniques that you can use in each specific situations so that when people read my book and something happens, they can just go through my stuff and then go through the list and find out what techniques work for them.
That's awesome, Stan. Why don't you let us know where we can find you, more information about you and where we can find your book?
Okay, my website is managingfear.com. That's where all my information is. I also have a lot of articles published, and they've been on TV and radio. And if you Google my name, Stan Popovich or Stanley Popovich, you can get more information about me. But mostly it's my website, managingfear.com.
Very cool. What are your hopes for the future? Are you going to write more books? Are you going to publicly
Maybe now. Maybe not now, but maybe down the road. Right now I write a lot of articles, and I promote my book. And those articles I put on my blog and different websites. So right now, it's a lot of work just marketing my book. So maybe down the road, I might write another book. But right now, I just market the one I have now.
Oh, trust me. I know. I've got four coming out in the next 120 days, and I have four more for coming out this fall. And it's been crazy trying to market everything. It's been an honor to co-author some of these books, but woo, getting it out there is crazy, crazy. I can totally relate to that.
Yes.
So, Stan, talk to us a little bit about what you hope that our listeners will get out of today's show.
Basically, the people who are listening to the show decide that they need to do something about their fears, anxiety, and depression. If you're one of those people who are going through struggling each day with fear and anxiety, maybe go to my website. Just take a look. I have free information on there. You don't have to buy my book, but I have free articles on there on how you can do things right now to feel better. Also, you know, maybe talk to a counselor after listening to my interview. But the point I want to get across is that there is hope, and the answers are out there to help managing your fear and anxiety, and it's not hopeless. But you have to make the effort to try to find those answers because they're not going to come to you.
So when you were a little boy, what did you want to be when you grew up?
An astronaut or something like that, or work for NASA.
You wanted to work for NASA?
Yeah, I wanted to because I like the space field. I find that stuff interesting. But then I got a degree in earth science, but then I couldn't really find anything in that field, so I kind of worked with computers and stuff. But, you know, I'm happy where I'm at. I just used my writing skills at Penn State to write my book, so that was easy too.
Very cool, very cool. What kinds of hobbies do you have, Stan?
I like sports, football, baseball, basketball. I play soccer sometimes, and I just like to watch stuff on TV, and I hang out with my family and hang out with my friends.
Very cool. So what do you think about the Patriots tonight on the Super Bowl?
It doesn't really matter to me. I'm more of a Steelers fan because I'm from Pittsburgh.
Right.
So I watched the game, and it really doesn't matter to me.
It's all fun. It's got to be all fun. You know, there's nothing like good, healthy competition to put hair on your chest, right?
Yes.
So, Stan, is there anything else you'd like our audience to know or learn more about you?
Well, just go to my website, managingfear.com. And my website has free articles. It has a listing of my media interviews. It has information about who I am and why I wrote my book. And there's plenty of information on there. And that should be the starting point for most people.
All right, very cool. So if there's one message that you want over 300,000 people around the world to take away from tonight's show, what is it that you want them to know?
Don't let the anxiety and fear ruin your life. That's probably the main message.
No, I was just repeating what you were saying. Don't let anxiety ruin your life or compromise your personal space. And definitely, there's resources out there, and Sam is a great resource. Give us your website again before we wrap up tonight's show.
It's www.managingfear.com.
All right. And are you going to be on any other radio shows this week that you want to announce?
I'll probably down the road, I will.
Awesome, Stan. It was so great to have you tonight. Thank you for being an inspiration, and thank you for, you know, stepping up and getting out there and talking about how to manage your life better, more effectively, and in peace, because that's all we want. We just want to hang out and have fun and laugh and hug and not be worried, right?
Yes, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely, Stan. You have a great night.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. And yes, today I'm mentally rusty too because we're preparing for another snowfall up here in dreadful New England. I love New England May through October, but the rest of the time you can keep it. I don't like cold. I don't like boots. I don't like gloves. I just don't like shoveling. Anyway, I'm being grouchy because there's another 18 inches coming my way, and I have 37 steps to shovel. Woo-hoo! Lucky me. At least I get my exercise in. Until then, don't forget to sign up on Facebook or sign up for my newsletter because I will be in Boca Raton, Florida, speaking at the gluten-free wellness event on February 22nd, the day after my 390th birthday. And I will have my books, and then we will be working on the book launch party that I hope I get to see all of you at, all 300,000 of you. So book your airfare now. Until then, in love and light, know that you're beautiful, know that I love you, and smile. It's the best contagion in the world.